what the businesses and the civic leaders of both Stoke-on-Trent and Cefs said to us is that to build on the area's strengths, so it's a part of the world that's world famous, there needs to be some new investment, particularly in transport around the area. So there's big investment, over £80 million in road schemes, for example, new road into the Etruria Valley enterprise area where the new jobs can be created, road improvements around Lichfield Park, Method, in South Cefs, the Bericote Four Ashes area, and at Stafford, improvements to ease congestion there. There's the construction of the new Stafford Western Access route. So big changes in the roads to be able to get the jobs created in places that are expanding.
So you need, for expansion, clearly you need to be able to get in and out. So that's the thinking there, I guess. What about your thoughts for the city of Stoke-on-Trent's pitch to get an HS2 stop actually in the city?
Well, I've seen the case that's been put forward for that and the campaign that's been put forward. I mean, Stoke-on-Trent's going to benefit from HS2 whichever way, but of course the case has been submitted to the HS2 body that's making the recommendation. They're going to do so shortly. It's not for me to comment on that because it is an independent body that's making that decision.
It would make sense, though, wouldn't it, for a city to have a stop rather than have an out-of-town stop, some would argue, in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I think the current proposal has been for Crewe to have the stop, but that would mean that there would be connections through the area, and Stoke-on-Trent would benefit from that. But I know that the council and the business community have put forward an alternative proposal. I think it's absolutely right that should be considered. Stoke-on-Trent is a very important city with very important strengths, and it's only right that they should make that case.
So is the city council going to things like MIPIM the right thing to do?
Oh, yes. I was at MIPIM yesterday and speaking to a meeting of global investors from the world over. I mean, increasingly investors from the Far East, from the Gulf states are looking for opportunities to invest in the UK. So far, most of that investment has been in London. And the message that I was giving, that they were very receptive to, is if you look around our country, at places like Stoke-on-Trent, there are fantastic investment opportunities. You know, here we are, we're an economy that's now growing. We have the confidence of international investors. The UK is far more than just London. And as a result of the investments that we're making in the Staffordshire area in Stoke-on-Trent, with it, you know, over £80 million, we are creating the land and the access that provide for marvellous investment opportunities. So it's absolutely right that Stoke-on-Trent should be making a pitch for that to some of the world's leading investors.